dialect of Fletching in Sussex, Mr. Bellingham, a native aged 60 and a farm labourer, recorded by Michael Barry in June 1959.
Well, they used to swap the wheat, like, then the oats, they was mowed the size. Then they used to set it right out so that they could almost walk along and cut. But the wheat, you see, that'd be cut with a swap. See, and then they were swapped a bit in, you see, and then worked her back out and rolled her up into a sheaf. Then got a bond ready, you see, laid her out on the bond. Very likely they got a young one or something coming along, tying the sheaves up. Yeah. And then when they got along, and so that they just got time before it got dark, like, to stand them up, and then they used to have shock them up. With some animals nearly like house faggots, you know, they used to get over in it. The old pikies, they used to come along, and a bit of corn, you see, they'd set them in, that was a bit of extra labour, and like that, but the mowing the oats, or what's then, as they used to call them, they used to mow them out in swarms. You see, and then they used to turn them. They won't ever shocked up. And the beans, some of them they used to pull them, but they won't have a job when that was threshing time. Mm-hmm. You know, the old dirt and tackle, you couldn't hardly see yourself. But some of them, they used to cut them with a swap, like, and they, you see, you couldn't tie them up with the bean, because you couldn't make bond out of the bean. You used to have string for that, and tie them up and then lay them down. And well, it was good weather, they'd lay down there, for like they'd be on the green side, you'd turn them over before you set them up. And, but they always used to like to, with the wheat and that, to get that set up over the night if they could, you see. And then if there come storm or anything like that, that was all so that they didn't catch much hurt. And then the oats, they used to mow them out in swarms and then turn them. And then they got all ready. You had to get them harvested. If they was green, you see, that they jealous and start to eat. And then you were like, you got stack turned. And I won't have a job then, and see spoil oats too. And don't very often that you got any eating wheat. You see, there's more sort of air gets into the stack. And if you was a bit frightened about it and that, well, you fill an old poke up with straw, and then you'd put him in the middle and build all around him, like. And then so you got up the stack, well, you keep pulling this old brand poke or something like that up through, so you keep doing it, and then you've got chimneys, see. See, that let the heat out. That's otherwise you might get out a bundle or two of fetching rods and lay along there to the outside so that some air could get in, you see, and let the heat out. But you won't very often, the old farmer at that time of day, you know, they know when she was pretty well ready. And then when it comes retching time, you see, you've got to look out about these holes down through there, because if you didn't, if you hadn't tread off into one, well, you went down through to the foot. See, same as threshing. You start at 7 o'clock in the morning. They used to didn't thresh then by the hour, and that like they do now, just by the sack. You see, and they used to fill the old sack up as far as ever they could get her, just so that you could tie it up. And then the old fresher blokes, they'd scrabble all around, get all the corn they could, because there's more sacks, you see, more they got paid.